third episode here of the Professor and Pipe Bomb podcast. We're going to throw a curveball in there. Instead of Packers, we're going to talk baseball. And we're featuring one of the newest producers, Ryan Horvath, this time. Ryan, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
You don't have a nickname.
I don't have a nickname yet.
You got to get a nickname with a P so that you can kind of play into this as we move forward here.
In college, people used to call me Quagmire because my fucking face is so fat. So, I got, the big cheeks.
We can go with that.
That works for me.
But I don't know. I feel like I've lost a little bit of weight, you know, because I was pounding.
I mean, I didn't really think anything of it, but now that you bring it up. No, there it is. So,
let's not let that one stick. I don't need to, come into work and have Tim and everybody call
me. No, that's your. You brought it up, man.
I'm just trying to help you guys out.
The Professor Pipe Bomb and Quagmire podcast. Anthony Mandela, Jeff Orlowski, Ryan Horvath. Throwing you a curveball this time around. The Brewers-Cubs rivalry. I'm a Brewers fan. You two guys are Cubs fans. Ideally, this was supposed to be an even panel, but you probably all, from listening to the Tim and Tausch podcast, know that Billy can't remember a damn thing. So he's at the golf course right now, and I'm outnumbered, and I'm going to try to not get my ass kicked in this discussion right now. So we just wrapped up a couple of days ago the four-game set at Miller Park. Obviously, for me, that did not go as I had hoped. But the biggest thing that everyone here at the station is talking about, morning show, afternoon show, midday show, is the invasion of Cubs fans turning Miller Park into Wrigley North. So I guess I'll start as the Brewer fan. I don't really care.
Really?
Smart. I really don't care. Because you know why?
Person I've heard say that.
Because you know why? If the Brewers actually gave a damn, they would buy the tickets and they would go to the game.
Yep.
And it's not my responsibility to pull the whole fan base along. If you want to go, go. And I think Chuck Freeman he got it. I mean, he's unnecessarily angry, I think. But he hit the nail on the head that if you want it to not be that way, win games and go to the game. It's really not that hard of a formula.
Yep.
It's not even just Milwaukee, though. I mean, Cub fans are everywhere. Like, watch a game even on
everywhere.
The West Coast. They'll be playing the Dodgers, and you'll get the Let's Go Cubbies chance.
Yep.
Or Arizona, especially, because that's where, you know, old people go to retire.
Yep.
You got
the
spring training there. But, I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. But it's funny that we talk about that. It hasn't always been that way. I mean, there's new Cub fans, and then there's, real Cub fans. I consider myself a real Cub fan.
Well, and the thing, too, with Miller Park, obviously, the Cubs fans are going to come. It's a division rival. It's like an hour away. It's way, way cheaper tickets. Hey, there's Rami Makhlouf. He's a Cubs fan. He might as well just come on in here. But
then you'd really be outnumbered.
I'd really be outnumbered. I'd really be outnumbered. But the thing for me, too, is you'll see other, for example, when you have an interleague matchup, there's a rivalry that goes back with the Twins a little bit.
Yep.
From across the strait.
Right.
Across the state. Twins fans come in here all the time. Cardinals fans come in here all the time. It's such an immense volume of fans because it's closer. So I just don't,
you know,
it's
crazy.
Really not that big of a thing. There's always tons of Bulls fans at Bucks game, tons of Bears fans at Packers games, you know, when all that kind of stuff goes down. So I just kind of attribute it to they're really close. They're a good team. They know they're getting under Brewers fans' skin. So just either just get over yourself and go to the damn game.
Yep.
See, if you're so concerned, just go to the damn game.
For me, the whole Wisconsin-only presale was such a petty and worthless exercise. And all it did is indict Brewers fans.
Yep.
Because it was 75-25 at best, you know, Cubs over Brewers fans at Miller Park. So if you're a season ticket holder for the Brewers, you're the problem because you sold your tickets.
Yeah, you're a sellout.
If you manned
up, especially if you're bitching about it.
Exactly. If you manned up and went, then go to your neighbor and point your finger in his face and say, you're the freaking problem and stop bitching. Now, the funny thing to me is that all the Brewer fans complain about, you know, the Cubs invasion. However, everybody in Wisconsin wears the traveling Packers fan like a badge of fucking honor because wherever they go, you hear go Pack go, you know, there's games in Tampa
that sound like
home games.
Right.
So they wear that as a badge of honor and then they're personally offended because their baseball stadium gets invaded. Look in the mirror. It's on you.
That's the thing. They can't buy tickets if your ass is already in them.
Hello.
Right.
I look at it as a compliment because, You know, every year when I talk to my buddy, he's like, oh, we got to go to an away game. Everybody always says Milwaukee because it's fun. I mean, there's good
Miller
beer.
Park is a great, great fan experience.
And there's, there's a lot to do. And the odds are you're probably not going to get shot. You know, it's not like going to New York and you have to worry about, you know, where you're parking your car. And, you know, it's not super expensive either. And that's, see, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
You go to Wrigley, I mean, before the fifth inning,
I always take the L when I go to Wrigley.
$250 just on booze, not counting food, parking, you know, that type of thing. So, and that's the main thing. I mean, it's pretty cheap. You know, cheaper to bigger markets. So I think that's why fans make the drive. Plus, it's only 2 hours. So why wouldn't you?
And I've watched the Brewers play, obviously, at Miller Park. I've watched them play at Target Field in Minnesota. I've watched them play at Busch. There's a lot of really cool stuff that happens at Busch. Target Field, you can tell. Like, that is not a town that is about baseball.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go watch the Twins, but everyone there is so passive and could care less what's going on. And it's really not a great venue for watching a basketball game.
Yeah.
Cool place to walk around and be at an event, but in terms of just watching the action on the field, not that great. Which leads me into this, and this is, I'm hoping I can kind of get under your skin a little bit, because everyone is always so damn sensitive about it. I've also seen the Brewers play at Wrigley Field. I know you're trying to renovate it. That place is a fucking dump.
It's not anymore.
It is a shit place to watch baseball.
It was a dump. When
I was just there last season. I can't imagine what it was before. It sucks.
No.
It sucks. The seats are uncomfortable. You can hardly see the action. You just have the Cubs you-know-what so far down your throat that you just are enamored with it as the aura of Wrigley Field, where they just lost all the time.
Even when they were winning 65 games a year and they were rolling out Kevin Ory and Tyler Houston and Doug Glanville, I thought Wrigley Field's a great. I always think Wrigley Field.
You're enamored with it because it's your home ballpark, which is fine.
Right.
But compared to any other place to watch baseball in the major leagues, it sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's horrible.
Right.
Wrigley Field is a toilet, but it's my fucking toilet.
Fair enough.
I love it.
That's a great point.
Fair enough. Pissing in those troughs growing up. You know, all that, that's just how it was.
Those are the most frightening things growing up in the world. I gotta say, though, because, like, when you're, like, 7 years old.
That threw me for a loop, because I forgot that was a thing when I got there.
Next to, like, fucking Tony Kukoc and Judd Bushler, like a 6'11 and 6'8 guy right next to you. There's nothing more intimidating in grade school than pissing next to two grown men. I mean, that's fucking weird, but.
Yeah, it is. And it's gross, and, you know. You'd have to sit there back before all the renovations. You sit in your seat. You got to, like, kind of jog while you're sitting down, or your feet will get stuck and you'll lose your shoes.
Yeah.
You know, so, yes.
It was brutal.
Compared to Miller Park, you know, as far as a fan, the overall fan experience, it doesn't compare. But the history, you're right on top of the field.
I can't argue with that.
There's so little foul territory that you're just right there. There's a mystique.
It's a fantastic AAA ballpark.
Oh,
I have a lot of problems with it, too. I mean, there's, like, you could get certain seats behind home plate and shit, and there's a fucking pole right in your way.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't even have, like, obstructed view on
the
ticket.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I just, like, I was there, and obviously the renovations are still going on, and they got, like, TV monitors hanging from the upper deck for the lower deck because your view is cut off, but it's kind of like, then those TVs just block other views. So
it's like I didn't come here to watch a game on fucking TV either. I could do that at home.
So I don't know. I was just kind of like, it's old. And if you grew up watching baseball here, of course you love it.
Right.
But compared to the caliber of stadium across the majors, like Lambeau Field is a good example. There's a mystique to Lambeau Field, but they don't still throw like half an NFL stadium's capacity in there. They just keep building on it. Wrigley Field just sits there like a turd on the north side of Chicago.
Because there's no room for it to go anywhere. You can't
buy
sit
it up.
Oh, come on. The Packers,
they're just putting up like a new high rise, like right next to it. They could have thrown something on there.
You know, there's no room for it to go because those asshole neighbors that live in that neighborhood that think that they control everything and have blocked night games and all that for so many years. But, you know, especially when the Cubs were there before your ass got in that neighborhood, you knew what you were living next to.
Right, that's why you wanted to live there.
Yeah,
right?
You know? And now you want to throw your arms out and try to block everything that the Cubs want to do. Mm-hmm. So if it was up to them, you know, obviously I'm sure that they would expand it, buy a bunch of stuff like the Packers did, tear it all down, and grow it and make it better. But they can't because the politics in Chicago are so fucked up and the neighbors are such assholes that they won't let them do it.
I've watched games on those rooftops, like the rooftop party. It's actually a great deal because it's like $75 for the ticket, and all food is included and all booze is included.
Okay.
So it's actually a pretty sweet deal.
I could definitely get my money's worth with that
one. But it sucks if you actually, like, I wouldn't go to a playoff game and sit on the rooftop because I want to be in the stadium.
Sure, you know, with the fans.
With the fans. I don't want to be watching it. I mean, the view's okay, but it's nothing like actually being in Wrigley Field.
Well, that's why I won't sit in the bleachers at Wrigley either, because you're too far away.
The bleachers suck.
It's awful. It's awful.
So overrated.
It was fun, you know, like when I was, you know, in my late teens and 20s and
right,
stuff.
Right, exactly. When you
chicks,
first, yeah.
You know, but exactly. Now that I'm old, man, I want to actually watch the freaking game.
Uh-huh. That's a great point, though. So I used to get so pissed off. I want to get into this. Okay, so half of my family is from Wisconsin, and like my uncle, way back in the day, used to do play-by-play for the Milwaukee Braves. So I have half of them are Brewers fans, though. And then, you know, I grew up in Illinois with my dad's side, and they're all Cub fans. So I had to make a choice, you know, just like Chicago Bears and Packers. So I've taken shit my whole life because I'm a Packers fan, but then I'm a Cub fan. But see, growing up, I could also root for the Brewers. I didn't necessarily root against them, you know, because it's not like the Yankees and Red Sox. Both teams were usually irrelevant. The Cardinals were fucking both of us, so it didn't matter. So I just hate St. Louis so much.
Me too.
But, and so that's just why I find it crazy how everybody's like flipping out, like punching each other in the face. Like, this rivalry, see, I enjoy it being a rivalry, but like people are taking it a little bit too serious around here. Like, keep these fucking Illinois people out of Wisconsin. Like, well, you guys could gladly drive your asses to Wrigley Field and go enjoy the game, and nobody's going to say shit.
That's the thing. When I was there, there were plenty of Brewers fans in the house, and the ushers were passing out baseball cards with Brewer players
like,
on them.
I mean,
what is that?
I'd buy it. I respect people that go into other people's territory wearing
other team's shit.
I'll buy them a beer, and I'll heckle them a little bit. But it doesn't
mean
getting
a fight. That's why I can't get mad at Cubs fans.
You know, I don't hate somebody because of the team
they
root
for. They're
doing
their job. That's part of fandom, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're trying to get under your opponent or your opponent's fan's skin.
And like the social media battle between the two teams is great. I thought when the Brewers did the pre-sale ticket, I thought the best comeback that the Cubs possibly could have had is when they were like, all right, our tickets go on sale today. You could pre-order even if you live in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, after Knebel gets hurt,
yep.
Then the Cubs send out that tweet, and then that got under, you know, all the Brewers fans
got their panties
in a bunch. Yeah.
So, poorly timed, sure, but really, it's like,
they didn't know Knebel was
going to be out.
It's apples
and oranges. You don't know, and you could hold on to it, sure, but it just, at the time, you didn't know how long he was going to be out. You didn't know if it was whatever.
Yeah.
None of those details were out yet, and frankly, the Brewers, you kind of started that.
Exactly.
You opened
because,
up the floodgates.
Because
the,
you're stupid and you didn't process the fact that basically all of Kenosha County is Cubs fans as part of your pre-sale. You made your own Trojan horse.
But it was the exact same thing last season. I'm going to call out Bart Winkler, the ledge. Because last year, Bart sat there and posted the baseball standings pretty much every single day that had the Brewers on the top and the Cubs chasing. And then all of a sudden, he got his panties in a bunch when Cubs fans, once the Cubs passed the Brewers, started posting. Here we go. You know, oh, my God, you guys are so petty. You're so petty. But you've been posting that shit every single day.
Yep.
The Cubs do it one day, and we're petty.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that ain't right. And that's the thing for me about fandom is you should want to go at each other a little bit, but don't deal it if you can't take it.
Yep.
And also, like, I get it. We all work at a sports talk station, but it's sports. There's nothing important enough to get in a fist fight with somebody over.
Right. Exactly.
It's just a game at the end of the day. Yell at each other, scream at each other, give each other a hard time. But you're both a clown if you get in a fight with somebody.
Exactly. I agree with you. We don't all have to root for the same team, and I'm one of those where if I go to a game at Wrigley and I see somebody in another jersey, you know, we'll go back and forth, and then I'll sit there, buy them a beer, and hopefully we're at the bar doing shots after the game. You know, it's not that serious, but, you know, nowadays people just get... People are crazy, man.
I get it. I get, like, the new era Cub fans that come in and, hey, your team sucks. Because real Cub fans like myself, I mean, I just kind of keep my mouth shut. Because, like I said, before we even, started rolling this, I said I don't get too cocky, man, because for half of my life, the Cardinals were beating the shit out of the Cubs. We were irrelevant. We were winning 70 games. The only reason people were coming to Wrigley Field was to get hammered and maybe see, like, Pearl Jam that weekend. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if Dave Matthews Band was there. I mean, that's how they were selling tickets. And so I don't really run my mouth too much because every year pretty much ended the same for me. Either, like, you know, covered in beer or covered in piss, like in tears, crying. Because if we were relevant, you would always be a heartbreaking finish like mm-hmm. Steve Bartman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or
I'd still knock that guy out.
Manny Ramirez with the Dodgers, you know, mm-hmm. juiced up on steroids, golf ball and balls out of the park. So I just kind of keep my mouth shut. I don't say, hey, you guys suck. I kind of root for the Brewers a little bit. I like small market teams. If the Cubs don't win it all, I kind of hope the Brewers do.
Yeah, but I do too.
But I'll run my mouth until...
That seems like a shared sentiment at this radio station. Among the Cubs fans that work here,
I don't root for anything bad.
Because now the Cubs can't be the lovable losers anymore because they won the World Series. So now, I mean, the Brewers really have to be the lovable losers because if you've ever looked into the lack of success they've had, they have 4 playoff appearances ever.
Yeah.
There are only, I think, 4 other teams with 4 or fewer playoff appearances in their franchise history, and none of them have been around for as long as the Brewers, and one of them is the Marlins, who made it twice but won the World Series both damn times.
See, that's what.
So the Brewers really are, like, in terms of just producing on the field.
That's always what pissed me off. That's the comparison
it's about as rough as it gets.
I would always make. I would say, you know, Chicago is top 3 market. And you've never won a World Series, or, you know, not since 1908. This was always my argument. And the damn Marlins have won it mm-hmm. twice. They yep. win it, and then they just get rid of the
they
whole
team. They get rid of the whole team.
They gut the whole team.
The chicken runs, and then it's all over.
You know, like 5 years later, they're relevant again. And the Cubs were shit, man. Nobody wanted to play in Chicago. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, you'd finally get a free agent, and it'd be like fucking Alfonso Soriano, who'd bet 256 and strike out.
He made an all-star team with the Cubs, didn't he? One or two?
He did, but, I mean, he struck out a shitload.
Cubs fans, when I was growing up, going through, like, high school, they loved that dude.
So, like, I love this
team
because
Alfonso Soriano, Lastings Millage, and Aramis Ramirez were, like, the father, son, and Holy Spirit for Cubs fans when I was in high school.
Soriano's little fucking hop in center field. Everything the guy did drove me nuts. Everything he did drove me nuts. The money that he made drove me nuts, but I still bought a fucking Soriano jersey because that was
you
the only
idiot.
Key free agent
you
that
idiot.
They had in a fucking decade, man. Every year I get excited about some asshole that wouldn't work out.
Come on.
Aesop Choi. Fucking Kevin Ori I already brought up.
Fukudome.
I mean, I was a Brett Brown fan. That's how bad it was.
Fukudome, when they brought him in, everything was
supposed
to...
There was a guy at the game on Friday night team. With a Fukudome jersey on. I took a picture of him.
And we kind of got to get wrapping things up here because we're up against the clock. But just one final thing that I just got to get in here, and I already admitted, the Brewers, I love the Brewers, they're my team, hopefully they're putting something together here, but you can't deny the fact that they're as unsuccessful as a franchise in the majors right now, just about as you can have if you're going on wins and losses, but I've always said this, and I'm going to keep saying this, so first of all, I was happy for you. I was happy for you, Cubs fans. It was a great historic accomplishment. When you won the World Series, it was a great story. So much camaraderie. Everybody was pulling for the Cubbies in that one because they had a chance to change history, right?
Yep.
But you had your year where you were the reigning champs. It's over now. So this whole thing, now still, you're the team that won 1 championship in 108 years. And I've said this and I'll say it again. If you give the Brewers 108 years, I'd be willing to bet that they can win at least 1.
You better hope so.
I would be willing to bet, because most teams given 108 years win at least 1.
It's fucking rough.
I would imagine. And so part of me, I think, is a little bit sad, because I used to bond with Cubs fans, because we would mutually bond in our inferiority and mediocrity. And, you know, they would give us crap for when we sucked, and then we could throw back at them, you know, you suck too. And we can't do that anymore.
Yeah, for years
and
the chant was, you suck more. You know?
I know, and it's just kind of like, you know, like little brothers going at it.
That's what I told my dad.
But now one of them moved out of the house and got a job, and the other one just living in his parents' basement hoping.
See, that's the thing with the Cubs. I don't want them to be the lovable losers anymore. I want them to be like the fucking Yankees. I want Bryce Harper. I want the payroll to just be $500 million. I want to be the Dark Lord now. After sucking for so many years, I'm ready to be dominant in the team that everybody hates.
Well, I honestly,
not just because the fans are annoying.
I hope that the Brewers get a title. I hope they get it soon. The feeling of, you know, when the Cubs won in Game 7, the feeling when just realizing, 40 years of watching, you know, garbage, and now all of a sudden we're world champions. It's such, mm-hmm. it was amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't cry like a little girl like Rami did. But it felt
oh, Rami, you're here with us.
It felt amazing, man, and I hope Brewers Nation gets to feel it, and hopefully I'm right there in the locker room with some ski goggles looking stupid drinking champagne.
Yeah, and then I guess just to sign things off here, we can all mutually agree, fuck the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
Right? Fuck the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
We are all over that one. So I guess we'll wrap things up here. Maybe we'll do this again later in the season when there's more stake in the game after a Brewers-Cubs series, either at Wrigley
or
at Miller Park. Yep. Something like that. Maybe at the All-Star break, a recap or something. But this was fun. So, again, Anthony Mandela, Jeff Orlowski, Ryan Horvath, the Professor Pipe Bomb and Quagmire podcast. And take it easy. We'll do this again soon.